This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The 4 Mile Canyon fire burning near Boulder, Colorado, is now the most destructive wildfire in that state's history. There have been no deaths, but at least 169 homes have been destroyed, countless others damaged, along with downed power lines and other infrastructure. For scores of residents, it's been a long week, and no one knows yet what caused the fire. Kirk Siegler of member station KUNC reports.
Here in Sunshine Canyon in the hills above Boulder, the ground is singed black, as are the trunks of the ponderosa pine trees all around me. And you can really see how this fire just sort of chose its path through here. I'm standing right at the rubble of what used to be a house. The only thing that's left are two brick chimneys just kind of standing randomly up here and a propane tank.
I've never seen a fire rip the way this one did.
Kendra Graff is a firefighter with the U.S. Forest Service. She was one of the first responders to this neighborhood.
And it was going big. It was going really fast.
The fire first sparked on Labor Day about a mile from here. Wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour would send the flames swirling in every direction. After the winds finally died down, the skies would become a stream of choppers and air tankers working to try and douse the blaze. More than 3,000 people had to flee their homes at a moment's notice.
Scary as hell, though.
Yeah, so we're worried about our house, though. We hope it's still standing. We just don't know.
Ernie and Susan Pick packed up their RV and drove to a Red Cross shelter in Boulder to stick it out. Still, they were fairly optimistic that their home would be spared. David Myers, not so much.
We are fairly confident that our house is no longer standing, just because we know two houses down burned down, and we know houses above us burned, so we're guessing ours went with them.
All told, at least 169 homes were destroyed, everything from modest off-the-grid cabins to expensive luxury houses. 9 of those homes were owned by firefighters. They burned to the ground as they were on the job attacking the blaze. At the fire's incident command post at the Boulder Reservoir, operations manager Tom Smith choked up when recounting the scene.
Seeing the public lose their homes is tough. And when you have firefighters lose their homes trying to help everybody else, it's tough. It hurts.
It's hard to find someone in or around this usually upbeat college town who hasn't been affected by the fire. Even the local sheriff, Joe Pelley.
We are living in my family with the same anxiety and the same concerns that you have.
During a public meeting on the University of Colorado campus, Pelley told hundreds of evacuees that his in-laws were also displaced and staying with him. Pelley got several generous rounds of applause at that meeting for his handling of the fire and its aftermath. But after the meeting outside, tensions and frustrations boiled over for some homeowners. Michelle Wallace had learned from her daughter 1,000 miles away that her home and horse stables had been destroyed. She had emailed satellite images from Los Angeles, but the authorities had told Wallace nothing.
Well, I could understand if this was 50 years ago, where they really couldn't get in and it was too hot and they really couldn't understand. But with satellite imaging and Google Earth and all these things that are available out there, I just don't know why they don't know it. I mean, it's sort of like they're back in the dark ages.
It was hard for Wallace and all the other evacuees to leave their homes, and some chose not to do it, refusing to leave even as the flames approached their houses. The fire's incident commander, Jim Thomas, acknowledged that authorities couldn't stop them from ignoring the evacuation orders, even if it meant that firefighters' lives could be put at risk.
In working very closely with the sheriff's department, they're saying there is some folks still up there that are refusing to leave and are up there going to hunker down through the fire.
And it could be days, if not weeks, before the fire calms. Thomas has refused to even speculate when the blaze will be controlled. And even as the worst appears to have passed for now, it will take months, if not years, for this area to recover and rebuild. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler.